It is 2:41. News Radio 830 WCCO. Jason DeRusha from WCCO TV. In for Chad Hartman. John Williams is straight ahead here on CCO. He'll be with you just about 20 minutes. So when you go to the grocery store, if you're like me, you look at labels. I look at labels. And I look for, well, I kind of have an order of things I look for. Like I care about local because I want to support my neighbors. I care about organic because I like to put as few chemicals in my body as possible. And I also care about the term natural because sometimes producers don't want to go through the whole process of becoming certified organic. So the word natural can often mean that something is, you know, maybe close to organic or around the same lines as that. But it also can mean nothing. It also can mean none of that. It's maybe not as squishy as the word artisanal or craft, but it's pretty close. Julia Dayton Klein is a principal at Minneapolis law firm Gray Plant Moody. Julia, thanks for joining us here on CCO.
Hi, good afternoon. Happy to be here.
So
thanks for having me.
I'm sure you're the same. You look at these labels and you want to, you know, you just want to buy what someone says they're selling, right?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. You know, I like you, I'm an avid kind of local shopper, foodie, love to hit my farmer's markets and get that wonderful, organic, locally sourced, I know the farmer kind of food. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to know, I think increasingly in consumers across the board want to know where their food came from, and they're studying it pretty closely these days.
So there's talk right now about having the Food and Drug Administration actually come up with some definition, because I think a lot of our listeners will be surprised. There is an official definition as to what organic would mean if you put that on a label, right?
Absolutely, yes. Very tightly regulated.
Very tight.
Yeah, you've got to have independent third-party verifiers who come into your production facility and your farm.
In fact, it's so tight. Like, I get vegetables. I'm part of a CSA, a farm share type thing.
Oh, great.
And it's pretty expensive for a farmer to get certified organic.
Yes.
So my farm, for example, goes beyond organic with their practices, but they don't have the labeling, so they can't say they're organic. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that. I understand. I get it. And I trust them, and that's that. But when I go to the store, when you see the word natural, I think a lot of people would think, oh, it must mean something, right?
Sure. I think that people do. And
does it? Does it mean anything?
You know, it was funny. As I was kind of looking through some things, I saw an interview that the CEO of Annie's Organic, who makes, you know, these delicious, I'm a mother of two small children.
Oh,
so
and you are the same as us. We go through a lot of Annie's mac and cheese in the DeRusha house.
You got it.
Yep.
Exactly.
Right.
So Annie's Organic, for a while, used the term natural. And they decided just to scrap the whole thing. Because the CEO, kind of in an interview I was looking at, said natural is meaningless. Because the FDA doesn't regulate it. And so we at Annie's are going for other kinds of sweet spots like organic, which is independently certifiable and you know, very tightly regulated. And so that's kind of where they're going. I mean, I think that there's a lot of uncertainty out there currently about what natural can mean, but it's also a part about transparency with food companies, right? They're trying to convey certain messages to their consumers.
Ties into this whole movement to kind of label food that has been genetically modified, the GMO labeling, which I find really confusing because almost everything that is used in agriculture has been genetically modified at some point.
Exactly. I'm from rural Indiana originally. And
so you know all about GMO seeds and hybrids and all of that stuff.
Sure. And in sometimes in the most non-nefarious sense, right? I mean, you can get sweet corn from a farm in southern Indiana that's raised by, you know, a true family farmer in their, you know, their 40 acres or whatever. And that sweet corn is a process of hybridization that could be considered some modification.
Sure.
It depends on what your definition of GMO is. And I think we're really struggling as a society and in the law about that issue. But Congress is trying to churning through a bill right now called the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act to work through what a defining kind of touch point can be for GMO. It's still churning through Congress.
So, so you look at the term natural and you think, all right, if a food has high fructose corn syrup in it, can you label that food as natural?
You know,
and corn syrup is pretty natural, really. It's it's just corn.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if I would feel right about that or not.
People have, you know, it's a very, there was an interesting case, actually, out of the District of New Jersey asking that very question. There was a class action that was filed about the whether the use of high fructose corn syrup can be considered a natural ingredient. And the judge in the case actually asked the FDA by letter, said, hey, I'm a federal judge. I don't know this stuff. But guess what, FDA? You regulate this. Tell me what this means in the context of high fructose corn syrup. And the FDA said, no, thank you. We're not interested.
We're going to pass.
We're going to take a big punt on that one.
Right, right.
But what they did do, I mean, and that was sort of part of a big critical mass of lots of people asking questions of the FDA, begging them to give some sort of regulatory guidance around natural, both from the consumer side. So we had some consumers union group that actually asked the FDA to ban natural on all labels. And then you have on the other side, the Grocery Manufacturers Association, Sara Lee Company, the Sugar Association, asking the FDA, hey, would you put some meets and bounds around the word natural so that people from both the producer side and the consumer side can just understand what this means? So finally, the FDA, after flirting with the idea about 15 years ago, said, okay, we'll let this go, and we're going to put it out to the public to see whether they think that we should start defining the word natural. And they just had a big comment period that lasted a little over 6 months for people to submit comments online about whether they think they should define natural, what that should mean. And about 4,850 comments came in. Just on this threshold question. So now the FDA is sorting through those comments, and they're going to decide whether or not they're going to move further along the rulemaking process and propose some actual rules defining what natural could possibly mean.
Well, good luck.
Yeah.
I worry about this, right? Like the term natural, we talked about high fructose corn syrup, and you wonder, like, all right, what about another term that the FDA is looking at right now, which is the term healthy?
Yeah.
And you just wonder if at a certain point, if we should say, you know what, you just can't put these terms on your labels. You know, we view the label as a guide, a factual guide as to what is in that product. And terms like natural or healthy, there's no scientific basis for these terms. They're relative terms, natural as compared to what. And so by putting it on a label, you know, maybe we've become a society where we value very literally what's on the label, and it's not an appropriate place for those kind of marketing buzzword type things. I don't know.
Well, we've seen some trends in that regard, right? My colleagues were amazing. I actually, whenever we were thinking about having this interview, I asked them to bring me their food at their desks.
Ah,
so
fun.
See,
right? Yeah.
And I've got all this junk food and healthy food sitting on my desk right now.
Of course. Your colleagues are very healthy eaters, of course.
They're never getting it. But what's interesting to see on all this stuff is that you can see a little bit of a trend moving toward those independently verifiable, factual kinds of claims that you can make, right? So you can get certification that something is non-GMO.
Sure.
You know, there's non-GMOproject.org will verify that. If they verify it, you can stick it on your label. It's done.
And that's meaningful.
Yeah, it has a meaning. And even whether you agree with the verification and certification process, you know, that's an open question, right?
Yeah, and that's fine. That's up to you. You can do that research and feel however you want to feel.
Sure. But, you know, we have another example of I've got some jerky here that they say was made with white meat turkey breast. That means something, right?
I know. I get that.
Yeah, so we've seen some kinds of trends in that labeling and marketing space that maybe that means something. And it's also, you know, the consumers can speak to this. They can speak with their wallets, right? Maybe if they value having those independently verifiable kinds of claims on products, you can definitely have the market speak to that, right? You can say, I want to know what's in my products. I want ingredients I can pronounce. Look on the label, look and see, do I recognize these words? Do they make sense to me?
If you were advising the FDA, what would you say? Should they come up with a definition for healthy or not healthy for natural? Should they ban the term natural, or should they just leave it to the market as it is right now?
Boy, that's a big question. It's hard, first of all, to tell a regulator necessarily what to do.
Sure.
Right? But I think that it just would make some sense to bring some clarity around that issue.
Yeah.
I think that's what everybody, no matter what side of the debate that you're on, is begging for from the FDA. Like, let's get some meets and bounds around this.
Even if you can say what it's not, like, that would
yeah.
be helpful.
And they have, in a very soft way, talked a little bit about that. So they have kind of a current policy, and put that in big quotes,
yeah.
that they're not going to restrict the use of the term natural. So this is how sometimes we speak in lawyer terms. We talk about things in the negative to confuse
people. Exactly. <right.
laughs> But they said they won't restrict the term use of the term natural, except for things like added color, synthetic substances, and flavors. So that's hard to understand, too. And they
yeah.
said that they will, kind of as their policy, they're going to interpret natural to mean nothing artificial or synthetic that has been included or been added to the product. And check this out. This is my favorite part. To the product that would not normally be expected to be in that food. Now, you tell me what that means.
Right. Yeah.
Think of it in terms of molecular. I was thinking about it in terms of molecular gastronomy, right? That big foodie movement that
sure.
happened a while back, where people were doing fun things with dry ice and, you know.
Right. None of that is natural, right?
Yeah. Is that natural? That's not really normally to be expected in the food. But if they derive it from natural ingredients, do you feel comfortable eating it? And hey, you know what? Sometimes you are comfortable eating
yeah.
something that's not considered natural.
It's
right?
pretty interesting. We'll be talking about it more for sure. Julia Dayton Klein, this was fun. Thank you so much. You can come on anytime. We appreciate it.
Great. Thanks. It was a real pleasure. Take care.
All right. Natural or not, we will continue to follow this story. It's 2:53. Back to wrap it up on News Radio 830 WCCO.